said they would love me till the end. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, 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 love. Everybody needs the love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and moon and stars up above.
Winnipeg, this is Chuck Cleaver from Wussy, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
So we gotta thank the folks out at TNA Garage for putting on a birthday show for me this Saturday, featuring none other than Mr. Mike Plume. You know, it's Chris, Mike Plume, if you've seen Mike Plume in some Joker's living room before, chances are it was my living room. You know, Mike's kind of, you know, he's my act, right? You know, he kind of belongs to the Studome. He named the place, for Pete's sake. But TNA, they wanted to put a show on, and, you don't, the whole, there's a code, there's a house concert code. You don't steal a guy's act, right? Unless it's for a real special reason. So, you know, they're throwing me a birthday party, this Saturday, at the garage, and yeah, they've got Mike flying in to sing happy birthday to me. And, you know, they asked, you know, of course, they said, you know, hey, Stu, do you mind if we book Mike Plume to play our place? It's a special birthday show for you. And I said, well, yeah, there's just one stipulation I have, and that's that everybody has to bring me a present. So if you're going to the show this Saturday at the TNA Garage, remember to bring me a present, okay? Yeah. I bet Mike does a Todd Snyder song or two. Bet he's gonna. Speaking of great shows to look forward to, there's so many of them next week. 3 days in a row. Great show. It's going to be crazy. I don't think I'm going to be here next Wednesday because I want to get front and center for those girls from down under. We saw them at Folk Fest this past summer, and they stole our hearts. Folk Bitch Trio going to be opening up for Fox Warren a week from tonight at the Park Theater. Sold out. There's going to be a billion people in there, and I'm sorry, but you're going to have to look past my big bald head, because yeah, I'm going to be way up there. I am. This, you know, they got this record, which will be great. We'll finally be able to buy the thing. They didn't have it with them this summer. It was like 3 days or something before the release date. You'd think, you know, they'd have an extra box they could have brought early. But anyways, their record, their debut album, they had like a EP and some assorted singles out digitally before that. But this is their first official record. It's called Now Would Be a Good Time. And it's so great. It's going to make the big top 10 of the year list for sure. And, you know, some of the songs, I mean, the material isn't all top notch, but even when it's not, the voices, the harmonies, just is so amazing that you don't care. But this song in particular, oh, it's such a great song. This is probably my favorite song that anybody has put out all year long. And I can hardly wait to see it live once again. This is Folk Bitch Trio performing in our town 1 week from tonight at the Park Theater. This is called God's a Different Sword.
That I started to ignore. Here I go, just one more. If I left it just a little while, would these questions turn to answers in a neat little pile? Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sort. Here I go, just one more. I feel better now, I feel awake. Well, I've been lying in a hook net, just waiting for my break. Futures written out on my Sunday dinner plate. Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different story. Here I go, just one.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so looking forward to that show. It happens a week from this Saturday. It is Saturday, right? No, it's a week from tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I checked my calendar. Yeah, a week from tomorrow at Side Stage, Juliana Riolino and her band. Going to be the first time Juliana's done the full meal deal in Winnipeg. And I tell you right now, show of the year. Show of the year. If you're not at that show next Thursday, you're on my naughty list. Yep. Absolutely. I will have absolutely no respect for anybody that I don't see at that show. It's going to be so great. I don't know how many years ago, as part of the Daniel Romano outfit. It's the first time I had ever seen him. And he was great, but man, Juliana just stole the show as part of the band. She was just playing guitar and singing backup, but every once in a while she'd get up. Daniel knew what he had, and he threw her out front. And, man, just the most intense rock and roll show I've seen in years. And Daniel was only half of it. She was so great. And then she put out she had a record out at the time, True Blue, which picked up, and it was so great. And now there's a brand new one. And in between there, she did a Subaru commercial. That was the song there that we just heard. You might have heard that one 8 billion times over the last few years on TV in the background of a Subaru commercial. And I don't think there's any chance in hell that she's going to play it a week from Thursday at Side Stage. But I can dream, and it doesn't really matter because as much as I love that one, it doesn't really make sense in the whole... Well, I don't know. It does kind of make sense because there's definite... I mean, that's like a girl group thing, and there's definite 50s sensibility going on both her albums. And so, yeah, there's no reason she shouldn't do that song. I'm going to be obnoxious and call out for it. I'll be the guy going Subaru in the crowd, okay? You can make fun of me. If you go, you better go, okay? There's nothing like a great show where, like, 30 people show up for it, you know? That's just sad. Don't let that happen. Don't let it happen. Be there. Side Stage. A week from tomorrow, Juliana Riolino. And then the next night, we got to go to the Handsome Daughter and see the guy we heard before that. Seth Anderson from Canmore is coming through with a full band to the Handsome Daughter. And that's going to be great. All kinds of bands playing. There's like three other bands, I believe. I mean, Seth is considered the headliner, but I guess they're putting him on second last just because they don't want, you know, everybody to go home before the headliner's on. So he'll be like the third act up. I believe that's the deal. But, yeah, from his album called These Exact Days, These Peaceful Nights, we heard Leafs Are Out. And before that, the stars of next Wednesday's show at the Park Theater, even though it's a Fox Warren show, Folk Bitch Trio opening up. And, I mean, I love Andy Schaaf and his pals. And it's, you know, it's definitely worth sticking around for. But Folk Bitch Trio is the reason I'm going to be there. I'm going to be the first one in the door and get out of my way. Huh. So there. What's next on the show? Oh, here's something. Rolling Stone magazine says this is one of the 10 best songs you need to hear. You need to hear this song. Rolling Stone magazine says so. So it must be true. Absolutely must be. It's the latest record, or the latest song, rather, to drop from the upcoming album called Best of Our Possible Lives by none other than local boy, Boy Golden. Helping him out on this one is Cat Clyde, who we saw at the Folk Festival. Was it Was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before. Wasn't it? Yeah. This one's called Cowboy Dreams on the Twang Trust.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Eric Bachman, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Tangled, killing time.
Nothing but the blues here on CKUW's Twang Trust tonight. Stephen Wilson Jr. Oh, my goodness. Talk more about him in a moment. Before Stephen Wilson Jr. and his little ditty there called Cuckoo, we heard from Valerie June, brand new cover of the old Muddy Waters classic, Rollin' and Tumblin'. Before that, more new music from Crooked Fingers. Yes, Crooked Fingers. Eric Bachman has a new record coming out. Is it new? Is it like coming out soon, or is it like one of these next year? I don't know. I can't remember. Anyways, Anyways, the album is called, well, I'm not even sure. I'm assuming it's pronounced Sweet Death. It's S-W-E-T-D-E-T-H. The A is missing in both words, but I'm betting it's supposed to be pronounced Sweet Death. I don't know. The song is called Cold Waves. It features Mac McCon there from the band Superchunk. More North Carolina action for you on that one. And we started that set off with Boy Golden, all new music in that set. Well, the Stephen Wilson track isn't all that new. But the Boy Golden, that's another cut from his upcoming album, Best of Our Possible Lives. That was Cowboy Dreams we heard. So Stephen Wilson Jr., I don't know, where have I been? I hadn't even heard the name prior to Monday night, late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, I guess. I was tuned in to Forever Sounds at WAIF Radio in Cincinnati. And Chuck and Lisa, Chuck played the song we're about to hear. And I heard it for the first time. And first I was struck by how awesome it was. And then I was struck by the fact that Chuck played it. It didn't strike me as the kind of thing that that Chuck from Wussy would be into. But what do you know? He is. He couldn't deny the songwriting. And that's a thing. And this guy, Stephen Wilson Jr., he was actually on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he's on the CMAs tonight. CMAs, gosh, when was the last time I watched the Country Music Awards on TV? It's been decades. There hasn't been anything worth seeing there, but Stephen's actually up for Best New Artist this year, and he's performing. So you might want to record that. I guess, is it on now? I guess it's been on for a while. I don't know. We might have missed it already. But I recorded it just so I could fast forward through it just to see him do that song. The one song. It's probably the new song he did on Kimmel last night. But I have a feeling this is the future of country music, this guy. And some of his pals. You know, this scene, he's part of this scene of new artists, and there's like, what's the dude that Bruce is all fond of? Zach something or other? Can't remember his name. There's a few of them. There's Zach, there's that guy, Charles Wesley Godwin. You hep to him. And there's a few of them, and that the guy Hardy, Stephen Wilson Jr. is pals with Hardy. See, Hardy, there's a guy I still haven't made up my mind about yet. He's coming to town, actually, in February. And there's a big part of me that really wants to go. And then there's this other part of me that's like, oh, my God. Like, the thing with Hardy, and the thing with all these guys to some extent, you don't, you know, if any one of them released a duet album with Kid Rock next week, it wouldn't surprise me. You know? Now, they could hate Kid Rock's guts, and that wouldn't surprise me either. But the fact that those two, you know, thoughts can occupy my head at the same time, I just don't know how I feel about them. You know, it shouldn't be like that. I shouldn't judge somebody on their politics, I suppose. I mean, good music is good music, right? Isn't that the way it should be? I don't know. These are such weird times we're living in. Anyways, hard to deny Stephen Wilson Jr. That was from his album called, well, he's only got one full album out. It came out a couple of years ago. It's called Son of Dad. And just this year, Son of Dad Deluxe Edition came out with like a billion more songs, some acoustic stuff, and some new songs and bits and pieces. And anyways, that was from the original album that we just heard. This one is also, it was also on an EP that came out a year prior to that album. And there's an acoustic version on the deluxe edition of Son of Dad, which part of me kind of prefers the acoustic version, but we're going to hear the big full meal deal here just because it's more impressive, I think, on first listen. But do check out the acoustic version of this, too, because I think you'll like that also. But anyways, yeah, Stephen Wilson Jr. I think I'm a fan.
Blowing up my pager. the show's over, I'll come home. When that is, I don't know. Teen spirit in the air, before we all own cell phones. Study hall passing notes, yes, no, or I don't care.
Switching gears in my Chevy, there's a Yeti in the back with some beer. We can park in the dark, get a dirt road on.
Oh, it's not a radio song. Well, you could have said that in the title. That was hearty. Stay tuned for Sane Kids. See you next week on the Twang Trust.
First day in Nashville didn't seem like much of one. Drinking till I'd fall in a sleep out in the sun. Working on a song, I guess I'm still working on. It's called Where Will I Go Now That I'm Gone. When that idea first came to me, I was only 22. By 25, I'd realized it was all that I could do to make it to the end. But then again, I always knew if I never got it finished, I could die trying to. Last night, I thought I had it right here in my hotel. Faded out the further asleep that I fell. When I woke up this morning, I was more than twice my age, and I had left myself this note here on another empty page. Where will I go now that I'm gone? They said maybe you've been chasing a song too long. It's turned into a song about a song you're working on. I mean, it's gone, man. Come on, let it go. But, you know, giving up a dream is just like making one come true. It's easy to sit around talking about, it's harder to go out and do. But for this one last question, I would give up on this song. Where will I go now that I'm gone? Now that I'm gone? Now that I'm gone? Where will I go now that I'm gone?
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2000.